Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I got to give props to LSU. They won their national championship. Let's make that the big story,
I guess,
right?
I'm getting wings soon, too, right?
Yeah, Rob
look
G.
Rob
for the
G.
Whole, you know the rules for the whole crew, Rob G.
Oh, look at that.
He's in February.
He's like,
you know why in February bring him in.
He says he waits.
It's the whole crew.
What?
Isn't that, aren't those the betting rules?
Is that it now?
If you win a bet, a wing bet, it's the whole crew.
Well, you don't.
Or I win a wing bet, it's the whole
Marty,
crew.
Marty from Kentucky hit me up today. He's going to pay off on the wing bet he lost to me.
For you or the whole crew?
No, the whole crew.
Okay, that's
I'm just
saying. Yeah,
but Rob G knows better. Why you keep betting me? I don't even understand.
You and I going to have
a
bet. In fact, you know what? Rob G, I'm going to put him in his place right now. You talking trash.
I'm not talking.
You got your chest stuck out, right? I put your money, Mr. Parker.
Here we go.
Where your mouth is. And we will get to this story quickly, but I'm going to offer you a bet.
I'll think it over.
I'm challenging you.
I'll think it over.
Your Green Bay Packers been number one in the Parker Power Rankings all week. I bet you San Francisco beats them wings.
Bet.
Okay, there you go. I'm impressed that you took. Okay,
and so whoever loses got wings for the whole crew.
For the whole crew.
Thanks, Chris. You're the best.
Yeah. You okay. All right.
Hey,
San Fran.
You know it.
I'm confident. But anyway,
I also bet Skip this morning too. The same bet.
Yeah,
Mr. C's, because
I owe
him
for the whole.
No.
Oh, Mr. C's. That's
Mr.
a little more expensive, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, I was saying LSU won the national championship, and. The story we want to talk about today has become a big story. If you didn't see it, Odell Beckham Jr., better known as OBJ.
And we get it. He played there. That's his
right.
school.
Went to LSU.
There's nothing
from
wrong with
Louisiana.
Being there.
Right.
I get all that.
Totally cool with him being
yep.
there on the sidelines, all
yep.
that. And he's
yep.
tight, obviously, with some of those players. But on the field, he was handing out money. Now,
you see the way he was counting it, too,
before he handed it out? People obviously made – yeah, he was like – posing with it. People made a big deal out of it, and then LSU says the money was fake. Well, Joe Burrow, the star, superstar quarterback for the LSU Tigers, came out today on, Rob G, help me out, it was on Pardon My Take podcast, and he said that the money was real. Give us the quote, the exact quote, Rob G.
Well, they asked him about the money specifically, and Joe Burrow, being the stand-up guy that he is, says, quote, I'm not a student athlete anymore, so I can say, yeah, it was real.
Oh, wow.
All right. And here's the thing. Rob, do you really think Odell Beckham Jr. or any professional athlete for that matter, but let's say OBJ, is walking around with wads of fake money in his pockets?
Right. Makes no sense. And even for the school, Chris, to come out and say it was fake is embarrassing. I'm serious. Like I get it. You know, you don't want to be like...
You want to make sure it doesn't go anywhere.
Right. But don't lie. I mean, we're supposed to...
We'll look into it.
We'll look into it. We don't know what happened. We saw the video. We're going to take a look at it. Don't lie that it was fake money, dude. What are you... it's the stupidest thing to say that.
Right.
And you're right. He's walking around with phony money, $3 bills, handing out $3 bills. What does that make him look like?
Right, right. And the greater point, though, right, look, I'm an OBJ fan. Y'all know I'm from Cleveland.
No, I don't. You're from Ohio.
I'm from
Louisiana,
Iowa.
Cleveland. He just said he was born in Louisiana.
Can I help it that I was a traveling man as a youngster?
You weren't a traveler because your parents were traveling.
He actually worked for Travelers Insurance Company.
Is that right?
And
they
lived up to the name.
They really
did.
Wow.
But I lived in Cincinnati, Cleveland. I pulled for the Browns this year, as you know. Didn't make me look good. But I'm not against OBJ. But OBJ does things that show me that his head is often in the wrong place. Watchgate. Why are you wearing a $1 million watch the second time, a couple $100,000 watch the first time in football? It said to me, rather than just focusing on the game, you're too focused on being cute. You're too focused on impressing the homeboys who are going to be like, yo,
look at that watch you got on.
$2 million watch. Right. And visor, the same thing. Like, you're too preoccupied with that stuff. And this, Rob, why not let the kids at LSU have their moment? Like you said, we get you excited. That's your alma mater. But
it's their moment. Right. Why? Why are you doing that when you're on the field? All the attention's going to be with you. You're a pro football star with the blonde hair, and everybody knows who you are and the whole nine yards. So you're taking away their moment.
Totally.
Dude, if you're really serious about it, Chris, and you really feel good for the kids or whatever, you could do that
sit
on the side. You don't have to do that
right
in front of the camera for
right
everybody. Be genuine. Go ahead. You guys have your moment. As you're leaving or going to cook up with your parents after the game, you could be on the side, yo, that was great.
Right.
Thanks for, you know, whatever, making our school proud. Whatever. I appreciate that. That's not what we're talking about. He's out there front and center on the field dishing out money. And he knows that the look, and this is about him.
No question about it. Look, obviously it's wrong for him to give him the money, and this will be settled because they'll just give the money back if they already have it, and it won't be a big deal. Let's not make it bigger than it is. But to your point, even if he was going to really give them money, do it privately.
Right.
Why in the world would you do it like that, put them in jeopardy? Not you. Not you, because let's take it to, you know, further out. What if the NCAA really did try to come down on it?
Right.
Would OBJ be in any trouble? No.
No.
It'd be them.
Right.
And so why in the world are you doing that right there? And then they made the video post where he actually said, I'm going to sell Jefferson's cleats for $200,000. They were in the locker room again, still making yourself the story.
And
why that's a problem.
Why does he do like everybody else in college? And, you know, we do have some former college athletes in here. But, you know, like when they put the money in your sneaker and then, you know, in your shoe, and then after the game when you put it on, you realize there's some cash in there. Is that how it goes down, I think?
We got to ask our former athlete.
No, I'm just
during
saying
the break. But, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's grandstanding, Chris.
That's what it was.
It's grandstanding. It's not enough. You're on a bad Cleveland Browns team with all the talk. You didn't make the playoffs. So now you got to go barge in on the kids' fun. Would you have been there had they lost, Chris? Had they lost and gotten their butts kicked to Clemson, would he have been there handing out money and all
he
that?
He wouldn't have been handing out money.
No. That's my point, is that he's just trying to get the attention of what was going on.
Rob, and you'll even remember this. Again, you can rightfully, you know, mock me and all that for picking the Browns to make the playoffs, but you will remember I did say this. Part of the problem, a big problem with the Browns, was I questioned whether or not they were mature enough to handle success. If they had gotten off to a 4-1 start, 5-1,
right,
6-2.
You said that the whole year.
Right. They would have probably, it would have gone to their heads. Heck, it went to their heads in the preseason. We saw the quotes about we're too good. They're going to think we're cheating. We're so
right
good and all that stuff. This is another sign. You came off a horrible season. Your team was mocked. You were a laughing stock. You were the butt of jokes. And you got OBJ doing this. And I'm telling you, if I'm Baker, and I have no problem with Baker doing the commercials going into last season. But at this point, Baker should call and be like, look, let's stop running the commercials. Because every time I see one of his progressive commercials, I'm like, it just doesn't sit right when we just watched you do what you did this past
season. I
agree.
And of course, they bought into the hype. People bought into the networks, Chris. They put them on all those games. We talked about all that stuff, didn't we? Like,
yep,
before the season.
Yep.
So everybody bought in. That's why he got all the commercials. Oh, yeah, here's a guy. He's going to have this breakout year, and the Browns are going to go to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. There was talk about even the mention of the Super Bowl. But the bottom line is that it wasn't the place for him. Have some humility, Chris. Let other people have their moment. It doesn't mean you can't celebrate with them privately or congratulate them,
right,
but let them have their moment.
No doubt, no doubt.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I have actually been saying this for a while, And Damian Lillard went on a podcast and said it out loud. And what he said is that they should have a – you want to spice up All-Star Weekend? He said they should have a one-on-one tournament for the NBA players. And he actually went took it a step further. He said they should let you call cats out. So in Damian Lillard's case, maybe he's like, I want to play Steph. Everybody thinks Steph all that. He wouldn't go this far and say it. But basically you're saying everybody thinks Steph is all that. He's a top 10, 12, 15 player of all time. He's an MVP twice. I want Steph. Or I want James Harden or whatever it might have been. I love it now. I don't think it would happen.
Well, there you go, Chris. You just said it because for some of those players you're calling out, what is the benefit of it? Like if you're Steph Curry and everybody want a ball and dunk on your head, and you know what I mean? Like what are you going to get out of it? If you're LeBron James at 17 years in the league and somebody comes and they want to play you for them to do a move on you and you fall and have your ankle snap. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that's the stuff that you just wouldn't want to be a part of.
And I totally agree. Let me make a correction. It was CJ McCollum who said it on the Pull Up podcast, but he was saying Dame has this idea. So it was Damian Lillard's idea.
But it was okay.
But CJ is the one that related on the Pull Up podcast. But yeah, I agree with you totally, Rob. Look, if LeBron were in his prime, when you're the top dog, you have nothing to gain. When everybody in the world thinks you're the best player in basketball, if you go out there and play somebody in one-on-one and lose, if he went out and played Kevin Durant one-on-one and lost, it would damage. I mean, obviously he'd still be viewed as a great player and all that, but it wouldn't be a good look for LeBron.
Or Kawhi calls him out and he doesn't want to play Kawhi, that still would look bad to him. LeBron is afraid of Kawhi. He don't want no part of him.
Well,
do you see what
I'm
saying?
That is where I was gonna go there next. That could be motivation. That's where you're right. A guy like LeBron, who's a top dog, he has no incentive to do this.
So you won't get those top guys.
Well, hold on. What if Kawhi did call him out and said, yeah, he's only going to go so far, but he was like, I want LeBron. We're going to see who the king of L.A. is. I want LeBron. I mean, I still think LeBron could be like, man, I'm in my 17th year. I'm playing for championships. I ain't.
No, that's so what he would say.
He could probably try to, right.
He that's
could try
he would
to
say.
Say things to not do
he
it.
He would be like,
and maybe some people would see that. And there, you know, little truth, obviously, he's much older than Kawhi. But there also is the crowd, Rob, and maybe most people would be like, LeBron, what you just said, LeBron's scared.
Right.
He don't want none. And we know certain people on TV, including you, would be up there saying he's scared.
Well, it would be great fodder for us, but here's the other thing. Just think about
this. So maybe
this.
That would get a guy out there.
But think about how they didn't even want to, when they did the players and they picked the teams the first year, they didn't even want to televise it because they didn't want to hurt people's feelings that they were the last pick, even though it was an all-star game. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's
right.
How sensitive these guys are. There's no way they would take part in this because you.
I think some guys would.
I don't think the stars would.
But no,
I don't believe Kawhi.
First of all, we don't even want the non-stars.
Well, Kawhi's on load management, but he's gonna play one-on-one game against LeBron James. I don't want to see
Alex Caruso versus Landry Shamet. You know,
yeah, I mean,
it would have to be the stars, and obviously Dame Lillard is down. It depends on where you're at, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry
does he have anything
do it,
to gain?
Nothing. He just to
unless
look
he's
bad.
Playing LeBron or KD, you know, and you're not expected to win. That's the thing. The top dogs, there's no benefit. Now, you could throw money out there, but again, they make so much money. Even if you could make it $2 million
it's
for
still
the winner,
just,
for them,
right.
That's nothing.
It's just not enough of
but
an incentive to go through that.
In the 70s, they used to have some NBA one-on-one games. I'm reading right here, 1972 NBA one-on-one championship. It was for $15,000. Championship game was between Bob Lanier, who is I'm sure he's a Hall of Famer, legend, and JoJo White. So you had 6'11
against
Bob
5'11.
Lanier against 6'3 JoJo White. It was at halftime of Game 5 of the finals. So it was during the finals. And Lanier just, you know, outbigged him. And he won, and that was that. So, but obviously guys weren't making as much money then. Their brands weren't what
it's
they
totally,
are now.
It's totally different.
But hold on. But theoretically, wouldn't you love to see this?
I just.
You wouldn't love? Rob Parker, how are you sitting here saying, if they had a one-on-one tournament, you had Kevin Durant.
But you're not going to have those. I got
Kawhi
that.
Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, you wouldn't love that.
I'm telling you, yes, in theory, what you're talking about would, but I don't believe we would ever get those people, and that's the problem. You can't get them to participate in the dunk contest.
You can't get. Right? You couldn't get LeBron.
Well, but I'm just saying, most of the stars aren't in it. And look at the names of the dunk contest. Chris, I'm not knocking the other guys.
You haven't had Westbrook.
They don't want to do that. Are they going to play a one-on-one?
Well, some of them have done, you know, things at the All-Star Weekend, three-point shootout, you know, thing. I'm with you. But my thing is that there are some stars who I think would do it. Because if you're a star, like a Damian Lillard, what's he got to lose? Nothing. All he can do is rise in people's eyes. Because if he plays Steph and wins, you know, some people will say, oh, he's better than Steph. If he beats Kyrie, if he somehow beats Kawhi, he's golden. If he loses to any of those guys, nobody's saying anything about Lillard. So it really depends on where your stature is.
But see,
I think KD would play LeBron one-on-one.
But what you just said.
Because, again, KD would play LeBron one-on-one. Because KD, again, nothing to lose.
Yeah, but
if I lose, everybody thinks LeBron's better than me.
But if you say if Lillard plays and he loses and it doesn't affect the other guy, or right, it doesn't affect him by losing, then the only guy who he's playing is giving up something.
No,
I'm saying, like, why would I play you? Because if you lose to me, everybody's going to say, well, they expected you to lose to me, so it's no big deal. And if you beat me, I'm the one, you know, where people are saying, well, Rob's weak or whatever, Chris beat him. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's no incentive for me if it ain't both ways. It's got to be both ways.
But if you're the top dog, it's not going to be both ways. LeBron would have, again, nothing to gain. Kevin Durant would have something to gain.
But I'm saying that's why LeBron
AD
wouldn't participate
would
in it.
Right, LeBron's the only one. But what if LeBron didn't play? First of all, I think there'd be major backlash. I think there'd be more backlash on that than not doing the dunk contest.
Not in year 17, it wouldn't be. People wouldn't expect him to be a part of that.
Okay, so, but even in
this was younger Chris, maybe. I'm just saying, like.
So let's now, say we gave LeBron that excuse. Okay. He's cool, because I get it. You're in your 17th year. You're not even guarding the best players. Right. So
and you don't
we
even
get it.
Right.
But
right.
Let's give him that excuse. What about the younger dudes, though? Well, if it was just Kawhi, KD, AD, Zion, Ja Morant, so on and so, that would be hot. I don't need LeBron in it to make it hot.
Okay.
I think a lot of those dudes would do it. I mean, maybe, look, I get what you're saying, and you're probably right. Their brands are so big, and
you don't want to be on video where somebody's doing something to you. Do you know what I'm saying? And you could be embarrassed.
Only a few guys will lose something.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody else, if Kyrie loses to Dame, is it really, like, the worst thing in the world?
No, it wouldn't be. I agree with that. But it just depends on where you are and who you're playing.
Right.
It'd have to be really close, and you'd have to feel like I'm going to get something by participating.
The only thing you can give them is money.
Do you see? But I have to get something from it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm not getting anything.
But if you're playing an equal guy, again, Dame versus Kyrie, you're not getting anything if you win. You know, some people would put a lot into it. Look. We know, having covered the sport, and really any knowledgeable basketball fan out there should know, just because you win a one-on-one game doesn't mean you're a better player.
No, absolutely not.
All right, so I think there's the mature people would understand that, but it would be huge. I mean, it'd be on all the talk shows, radio, TV.
No, it would be
humongous, Rob. This would be, I mean, I don't want to overstate it. But a one-on-one tournament would be hot. It'd be much bigger than the three-point shootout. certainly bigger than today's dunk contest.
Yeah, depending on who you had in it. There's a potential.
Well, it's got to be stars.
If you had stars in it and people were participating and were into it, then I agree, Chris. If it's going to be also Rands and...
No one
wants to see that. Like if Brooke Lopez and Robin Lopez are going to play, I'm not interested.
Do you have a view?
You know what I mean?
And if you don't, I get it because it's hard to pick. Do you have a view on who you think would win?
Like one-on-one?
If everybody was in it. I think Durant is certainly would be a favorite. At this stage with LeBron, obviously in his prime, I think he'd be very tough to beat. Although you would try to just give him the jumper.
Right.
If you can. You know, if you can stop him from getting to the rim. A small guy could have Dame. The small guys wouldn't be able to stop the bigger guy. I think Kawhi would be tough to handle. Because he can defend you and score.
But it was crazy.
And Giannis would be tough, too.
With the one-on-one that you were talking about in 72. You know,
that
a big
Bob
man.
Lanier.
Yeah, like, what a mismatch. Right. Against
you're just backing them down.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
A surprising retirement. Yesterday, Rob, linebacker, all-pro linebacker, Luke Kuechly retired at the age of 28. He gave a video statement. It was very heartfelt, said he was going to miss the game and so on and so forth. This is a guy, Rob, that in 8 NFL seasons, he made 7 Pro Bowls, 5-time all-pro. Look, he didn't play a long time. He's a Hall of Famer.
He was good when he played.
Do you agree that he's a Hall of Famer?
I don't know. I just don't know what because he didn't play. He played a short amount of time. I just don't know what the standards are. Sometimes guys
Gail Sayers played a short. Gail Sayers is Gail Sayers, but
no, I get it. But I'm just saying I don't know, five times in eight years.
That's got to make it.
Drew Pearson's on the line. He wants to qualification.
I love Drew. I like Drew was my second favorite receiver to Lynn.
Man, he was hurt though. Did you see that video?
Yeah.
Oh man, he was hurt.
I did see it. But Kuechly was the defensive player of the year once in 2013, defensive rookie of the year.
It's an unbelievable resume.
Yeah, I think he makes it, even though it's a shortened career. But anyway, he didn't explain why he retired. You'll hear it. Let's hear it now, and then we'll get into it.
It's never the right time to step away, but now is the right time for me. And it's a tough decision. I've thought about it a lot, and I think now is the right chance for me to move on. For me, now is the right opportunity to move in a different direction. And, you know, there's only one way to play this game since I was a little kid is to play fast and play physical and play strong. And at this point, I don't know if I'm able to do that anymore.
He didn't reference his health.
He was emotional,
although I guess
too.
If you say, at this point, I can't do it anymore, so right. Maybe that's a little bit of a hint. But here's what we do know. He missed 7 games between 2015 and 2017. He missed 7 games due to concussions. 7 games.
That's a lot.
And remember one of his last concussions, maybe it was his last one, he was crying on the field. And it's not that he's soft, but he, whether
probably
it was
just the
pain
the idea to hear it go, another one. You know
right.
what I mean?
Or maybe he lost control because, you know, right. your brain, the brain trauma or whatever.
Have you had a concussion when you play football? You don't know you did.
I think I don't know for a fact
right.
that I had
any. You
never
got pulled out
because
of it.
It was called ringing your bell.
Right.
But one time I was a freshman, I played running back, and I was going in. We were at the goal line. I had scored a touchdown, and we were going for the 2 points. And I ran in. I just cut. I saw a hole and cut up. Man, this dude came. Al Gallardo.
You remember his name.
Came out because I knew him from baseball and all that. Came out of nowhere. And I ain't even see him. And just rocked me. And next thing I know, I was 7 feet away on my back. And one of his teammates picked me up. I was woozy. I played the whole game. That was in the first quarter. I played the whole game, carried it about 20 times, something like that, scored 2 touchdowns. I mean, you asked, 2 touchdowns in a 14-0 win.
But he didn't say that it was two yards of carry.
And
did
what
you?
Makes it better, I probably did it on a concussion.
You probably had a concussion.
I probably
they
had a
weren't
concussion.
Even doing that stuff. You know, like when you think about what people played under and no doctors or yeah, oh, I'm not.
It used to be getting your bell rung.
You know, right? And that was it. Get
I had
back
a
in.
Headache. You yep. were right. It was, can you play? Yeah, I'm all right. I never forget, one of our coaches was a social studies teacher. Next day, I was in class. He was like, "You a tough little son of a gun, man."
Is that right? You know you got rocked.
Yeah, I rocked, but came back. But anyway, this is the question, Rob. Do you think this is going to be a trend? Because look, Rob Gronkowski retires at the age of 29.
Yep.
Luke Kuechly was 28, as I said. Andrew Luck, 29 years old when he retired. Patrick Willis a few years back, 30 years old when he retired. I'm not going to go into Calvin Johnson because that had nothing to do with health. Barry Sanders, yeah, all that. But this is a lot. You know, these are stars in there still relatively young retiring. Do you think this is a problem for the NFL or maybe become a trend?
I think that there is a situation where players are far more conscious of their health, long-term health, than ever before. And if you're able to, Chris, make some money. This ain't the old NFL where guys like literally, once you were out of the game, you're broke. Like
yep.
like the day you left
for life.
Right. Now you can take away a nice nest egg and be good for a long time. So I think people are looking at it and going, man, this is not good. I'm not feeling great. You know what I mean? I want to be able to play with my kids. Right? Stuff like that. These are young guys with young families.
Yep.
And you start thinking about that. And I think that's why when it's health related, not just quitting just to quit. Okay, I got a big contract. I'm going to just quit. But when their health is at risk, Chris, I think that a lot more will definitely think about stepping out if it's a health risk.
Yeah, you said it. The money is so great. It's generational changing money. You know, life changing money.
If you take care of it, your kids and your family and whatever.
Yep. And that's why what Marshawn Lynch said in his own way, take care of your chicken, i.e. money. And he was right.
I thought he was talking about, wings.
I know
for
you
Buffalo
thought,
Wild
I know
wings.
What you thought.
That's what I thought.
But anyway, yeah, does it become a trend? Here's what I think probably is happening with Kuechly. I hope I'm wrong. He may already be seeing signs, right, of brain trauma. Unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong too, but I think it's not out of the realm of possibility. I think because of what we've seen the same thing. You think Andrew Luck just wanted to walk away? Just got beat.
He had so many injuries.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He'd been beat up so much. He's just like, I can't do this anymore.
Look, man, football is it's war.
And remember,
it is a tough sport, and you got to give these guys the ultimate credit.
Wiped out every play. Every play, there's a collision, like a car accident.
Yep.
It ain't like some of these other sports where you can play.
No. Basketball, baseball,
you see, guys in baseball play 20 years.
Yeah.
You can play 20 years easily and walk off the field, Chris, and you're in good shape.
Yep.
20 years.
So, I have no problem with dudes getting their money and then retiring early. He still played 8 years. He still, like I said, I believe is a Hall of Famer. And so what else is there to do? Yeah, he didn't win a Super Bowl. But hopefully he can get out with his health. He's got enough money to enjoy the rest of his life. And he still will be remembered as a very great linebacker. So, you know, he probably looked at it like, what's there to stay around for?
Right.